repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Unbelievable. That's the only word I can describe what I witnessed earlier today, watching the president and his news conference and his statement on the COVID-19 vaccines and the vaccine mandates and all of that. It's just horrible. Listening to the president begging and groveling. I mean, that's really what he did. Coming up on the other side of the break, I'll let you hear some of the president talking about pushing the new booster shots. That's the latest pitch. I think we've only got like 55% of the population is fully vaccinated, and we need around 70. And the fact that we're 80, and but now they're rolling out a new booster shot. For those of you that had the Pfizer, I'm with you. I had the two Pfizer shots, and I will probably go in when it's available, and I'll probably go get it. Now I will. Stay where you are. More to do. Coming up, top of the hour, Sam Peters. We'll be talking about that $3.5 trillion infrastructure spending bill. I hope he has a pop quiz, an insurance pop quiz, because he's also the owner of Peters Family Insurance. And he always comes with some really provocative question, kind of a pop quiz. And we always have fun with it. So we'll be doing that just after 5 o'clock. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, the 4:30, I've got an eye on the traffic cams here. And boy, Friday afternoon sluggishness is back on area freeways right now. Reduced speeds on the 515 as we speak, westbound at Eastern. Eastbound 515 of Main Street, you're bumper to bumper through there. Also, we're getting some slow flows there on the 15. Very, very, very heavy flows. Southbound at Owens, northbound at Tropicana. You're bumper to bumper as you try to work your way into the downtown area. US 95 southbound, that's at Rancho Southern. There's a crash. It's blocking the HOV lane. That's US 95 westbound at Decatur. So look out for that, especially on the left side.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football not looking great for running back Josh Jacobs to appear in the game against Miami coming up on Sunday. It looked like he was going to practice yesterday. He was seen in a red non-contact jersey during the portion of practice that was open to the media. But when the injury report came out later on, he was listed as a non-participant. Also guard Richie Incognito with a calf issue, safety Down Levitt with a concussion, and safety Roderick Teamer with an ankle issue, also listed as out. UNLV football, they play tonight. They've got a tough one as they are set to match up against number 22, Fresno State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits, products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It really is embarrassing when you think about it. And by the way, Sam Peters will join us. I'll ask him about this at 5:05. This whole thing of the president going out today in the White House and essentially begging and groveling for folks to get the regular vaccine. But then he pivoted to the booster. And there is confusing messaging out there, but the president, let's go to cut four. This was the president pushing the new booster shots earlier today at the White House.
The message today is this. If you've got the Pfizer vaccine, you got the Pfizer vaccine in January, February, or March of this year, and you're over 65 years of age, go get the booster. Or if you're have a medical condition like diabetes, or you're a frontline worker like a healthcare worker or a teacher, you can get a free booster now. I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot. It's a bear, isn't it? I tell you, acknowledge. Anyway, but all kidding aside, I'll be getting my booster shot. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to do it, as soon as I can get it done. Of course, millions of Americans got the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. My message for you is this. You still have a high degree of protection. Our doctors and scientists are working day and night to analyze the data from those two organizations on whether and when you need a booster shot. And we'll provide updates for you as the process moves ahead. Again, the bottom line is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there's only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible. You're in good shape. And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way, which is where the booster comes in. So let me be clear. Yes, we've made incredible progress in vaccinating Americans, with over 182 million people being fully vaccinated as of today. But this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite Americans having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 locations, We still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Three quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one quarter has not gotten any. And in a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority can cause an awful lot of damage. And they are causing a lot of damage.
Well, the fact is that when you talk down to people and you say, this is unacceptable, like we're a bunch of seven-year-olds. And one of the problems is they've had horrible messaging on the coronavirus, the Delta variant, the vaccines, the now booster vaccine, and even Dr. Sanjay Gupta was on CNN this morning. This is cut six. And said the messaging on the booster shot, it's been confusing for people. Listen to this.
The difficulty will be that right now a lot of people are hearing this message, and 160 million people may say, well, I fall into that group, but only about 22 million of them are going to be eligible right now. So I think that's still going to cause a little bit of confusion. Moderna has submitted their data. The FDA has to look at it. J&J has not yet submitted that data. So it's going to be a little bit time coming for them. Bottom line, though, I will tell you, the vaccines still work well. So I think to the extent that this gives people a lot of concern, oh, I'm not quite eligible for the booster yet, I really want one. Yeah. Keep in mind that the vast majority of the problem, when I say vast majority, 95% of the problem with regard to COVID right now in terms of severe illness is among people who haven't even received one shot, let alone the third shot. So that is, we can't emphasize that message enough.
There you have it. Dr. Sanjay Gupta saying that even to him, a medical professional, the messaging on booster shots has been at best confusing. And if you wonder why a quarter of our country doesn't buy into this, for me, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this and not sound horrible about this. But the fact is that whenever you're trying to convince people to do something, buy tires, buy a used car, selling anything, in media, on the radio, on TV, it's got to be the right message, but it's also got to be the right messenger. And I have a feeling that when you have Dr. Fauci out front and Joe Biden out front, there are a lot of people that don't trust him. They just don't trust him. We'll talk more about this. In fact, I'll open up our phone lines if you'd like at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Raiders fans, announcing Terrible's Game Day Giveaway. Enter for your chance to shop, scratch, and score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree during every game day. Here's your play call. Run a slant route to the nearest participating Terrible Chevron location on Raiders game days. Catch a scratch card and enter your unique code in the Terrible Social House app. And you could score that week's $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Terrible's, your only place to shop, scratch, and score. Visit Terribles.com for more details.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More troubling news from our southern border involving the Haitians. Now, for those of you that don't know, the last busload of Haitian refugees, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, have left Del Rio, Texas, and are going to processing centers around, well, around the country, but certainly around the state of Texas as well. But there is really disturbing news from the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. And gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all afternoon. If this is true, this is troubling stuff.
It is indeed, Kevin. Now, we've all seen the pictures, probably nearly 15,000 migrants under that bridge there in Del Rio, Texas. Well, when asked, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed today that those Haitian migrants crossing into the southern border were not tested for the coronavirus before they were released into the United States and dispersed to different cities all over the country. Now, what really bothers me about this, Kevin, is we just played a soundbite from the President of the United States using his bully pulpit, accusing people who are not vaccinated as super spreaders, as people who are the main focus, the main reason that numbers are spiking, but says nothing about this. People who shouldn't be in this country, people who are in this country and are being dispersed into this country, and they may very well have the virus. That is outrageous, and this is why a lot of people, a lot of college football fans, and we've covered that too, are saying some not-so-nice things about the President of the United States because of the mixed messaging.
Well, and the fact is that these are people who are breaking the law. Breaking the law. This isn't like this is a traffic ticket stuff. This they're breaking the law big time. And their expectation is not that they're going to be deported, but they fully expect to be let into the country and dispersed. And as you say, if they're doing so without being tested.
Right. Now, and this is something that I saw a friend sent it to me on Facebook. It was about 100 miles inside of Texas from the Mexican border. And there was an 18-wheel truck, and they were just letting people out of this truck after they were out of the view of all the cameras and everything. And there must have been, I don't know, 50, 80 people that continued to climb out of this 18-wheel tractor-trailer truck. They were all Haitian migrants, and they were just kind of congregating there in this small town in Texas. It's a mess. It really is.
Well, and it's a problem that's going to be coming to a city near you. It may be many of them may be coming to Nevada, Southern California, Utah. I mean, all across the board, these people are going to go somewhere.
And another thing, too, is they are saying that these people don't have to get a vaccine, but yet American citizens do. Again, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. And how can anybody, especially someone who is trying to talk someone into doing something that they don't really want to do, when you're not even straight with your message? That is where we are. And I think people are just going to dig in, and we'll see what happens here in the coming weeks about these forced vaccinations. If you don't want to get something poked into your body for the rest of your life, that has nothing to do with seatbelts, like I heard somebody talking about earlier. It's the law to wear a seatbelt, so, it saves lives. So get a jab. No, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Not even the same ballpark.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. The whole thing along our southern border with the Haitians and the mounted border patrol agents. And, in fact, earlier today, Michael McCaul, member of Congress, a Republican from Texas, was on with John Roberts and defended the use of these mounted Border Patrol agents. Let's go to Cut 5 real quick, and we'll see if we can squeeze this in. This is Michael McCaul, congressman from Texas. He is a Republican.
Haitian lives are black lives. And if we truly believe that black lives matter, the Biden administration must immediately halt all deportations of Haitian migrants.
I'm not just unhappy with the cowboys using their reins to whip them. I'm happy with the administration.
So the Democrats are pushing this idea that Border Patrol agents were using split reins to whip migrants who are coming across the border. And as a result of that, the mounted units have been pulled back to the desk. What's your position on that?
Look, I've been down the border so many times when I chaired Homeland Security as a federal prosecutor. The idea that Border Patrol is mounted on horses, it's very common. And I don't understand what the protest is all about. And they do have reins on the horses. They are so overwhelmed, John, and so under-resourced right now, and now with 14,000 Haitians coming at the border, which, by the way, the secretary had been warned as early as June that this was going to happen, and they did nothing to respond to it. I defend our Border Patrol agents, and they're so demoralized right now, and this latest accusation, the idea that they can't be on horseback to get control of our border, is really insanity.
Your colleague from Texas, Henry Cuellar, a Democrat, is at least giving a measure of support to the Border Patrol mounted unit, saying, my only question is, what are Border Patrol agents supposed to do? Just stand by and let people go by? If there was any conduct that was done that's not according to standards, of course, that's going to be looked at. We have to be careful that we don't just automatically blame the Border Patrol. They're trying to do their job as best they can, and if there's an issue, we'll investigate. You and Congressman Cuellar agree on one point, and that is that this White House needs to put in place some sort of deterrence to migration in order to control this problem.
100%. There has been no deterrence. I think you started to see the migration occur really pretty much after the last election, when Biden got elected, and then when he rescinded on day one, when he got inaugurated, the Remain in Mexico policy. When you talk to Border Patrol, and I've talked to them many times down there, they say a direct cause and effect between the rescission of that policy and this migrant surge that we're seeing today that's getting worse and worse, not to mention all the fentanyls coming into the country. Right. And again, now that the Supreme Court of the United States has mandated that this administration put that policy back into place, we're going to see a real battle here between, you know, the Supreme Court and this administration and Congress.
Yeah, that's Michael McCall along with John Roberts on Fox News Channel. I'll simply add to it that the American people are smart enough to see through this. I mean, they really honestly are. And I can just imagine the Republican campaign consultants are putting together ads right now with, you know, the Kabul evacuation, the horse riding border patrol agents with the reins and the illegal immigrants. There's going to be a lot of that you're going to see over the course of the next year. You really honestly are. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI. We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, then make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison and Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Sam Peters will join us, GOP candidate for Congress in CD4. He's the owner of Peters Family Insurance.